Kofiyam. But it would be a case, though, what's going to be Nosna Chaver, let's say he gives it to his friend. So then, if the Gizba gives it to somebody else, Enechnami, then who Moal? The Chaver will Moal. Him, the Gizba, will be over the Yisamilo, because he's being Maitzit Lechulin. And as soon as he's being Maitzit Lechulin, Enechnami, the Gedusha goes off it. It's like Chulin. So therefore, when your friend uses it, he won't be over the Yisamilo anymore. Chaver will Moal. What's going to be Borna B'tech Vesa? Same thing, the Gizba takes this beam and he builds it into his house. So Reza Leimol, again, he's not over the Yisamila. He wasn't kind of it yet. It's still like Hegdish's Rishus. He's not over the Yisamila. Ad Sheyidur Tachtev Shavapruta, until he lives underneath the beam, meaning till he has enjoyment from it, until he has Anor from it. When he has Anor worth a Shavapruta, then he'll be over the Yisamila. What's going to be Nota Pruta Shal Hegdish? Somebody takes a pruta money shall hegdish, harayza lemol, again you're not over the yisamila. Some the same thing, you're a gizba. Nostu lechaver, when you give it to your friend to use, then who mol, now the gizba is over the yisamila. That's called you a moitzi moyes hegdish lechulin. But the chaver lemol, the one that receives it, he's not over the yisamila. Because when the first one gives it away, he's over the yisamila, he takes off the kedusha. When the second one uses it, there's no yisamila anymore. What's going to be if the gizba takes the money and right away nosnon lebalan, he gives it over to the beth, to Lavan, he's the one who takes care of the owner of a beth house. So here, apa pishle rochas, even though you did not take your beth yet, like you did not use havanor from the money, still more right away, you're over the yisamila right away, as soon as you give the money to the owner of the beth house, if you pay to get into the beth house. Why? Shuay malay, because once you pay your money, now the owner says to you, Haray Hamerkos Pesuot Lefonecho. He conned to Rechait, that's called you have a no. As soon as you pay, right away, you have a right to go in. And so he says, Kleimer, Habalon Yemer, Ein Hadova Makiv B, Shrey Hako Muchin, Him came, Kona Hamois. That's not to say as if he knows he's kind of the Mois. Knows when you gave the money away, so the Lavlon was kind of the money, and right now he gives you permission to use it. So at that time, it's called this the money you might see from Hegdish. So with that, you're over the Yisamila. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Achilosoi v'Achilos Chaveroi? Could be the Chilos is, if you give, Stami gives the money to your friend, so you maknet him, so that's it. As soon as you give it over to him, like he's kainer it, and that's called Hetzorm Rishus Lishus. But here, maybe I would have thought to say, when you're paying the your bath intendant, so maybe it's not really his kind of the money until you use the beth. Like maybe you could always say, change your mind, say I don't want to use it, give me back my money. So it's not really called like he was kind of the money until you use it. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah know. That when you give your money to a Lavlon, so even though you didn't use it yet, he's over the Mila right away. It's also called the Torah Meshus. It's called like he was kind of it. That's what he's also meant to say. That's what the Lavlon has the right to say. Listen, I'm kind of the money now, it's my money now. Because right now you have the right to use it. That's called he was kind of it. And we don't say you have to wait until the person uses the bith. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Achilosoi v'achilos chaveroi. If you eat and your friend eats, han yosa v'nios chaveroi, ros achilosoi v'nios chaveroi, ros han yosa v'achilos chaveroi, start from zu and zu, v'achilos man rubat that we had before. This you can start. If you eat a chatzi pruta's worth, and your friend eats a chatzi pruta's worth. So the Mishnah together you be chayiv. So he says, then you feed your friend also a chatzi pruta. So that's called your achil hizak. It was hani yosef nischaverich agoyin shesach atzmo. You rub yourself with a shemen amishcha the chatzi pruta v'sach chaver b'chatzi pruta. Start from zem zeh pils mam ruba. And the time you're the one that's doing the both cases, like you're being sach the other one, you're being mitziyit. So since you're being mitziyit, you're over the yisamila in both cases. Become welcome. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Gemara says, Maishnahu or Maishna Chaveri, like in the ratio, what's the difference whether you pick up the money, you pick up the first case, will you take this evan for yourself? That we say Loi Mol, or Maishna to give it to your chaver. It's the other mean it wasn't somebody else. So Hura, when you pick it up, you corner it, so you should be over this similar also. Or Mashmul, so Shmuel answers no, Begizbar, HaMesuras Le'askinim, we're talking about the Mishnah, where you're the Gizbar, you're the superintendent of Hegdish, and it was given into your Rishus. So therefore, when you pick it up and take it, you're not being Maitzit, Rishus, Rishus. It was already in your Rishus from before. So Therefore, the only time you'll be over the Yisamilo is if you give it to somebody else. Here. Then it says the Mishnah, Bona Batoich Beistoy Eine Chayiv. If you take the beam and you build it, so you're not Chayiv until you live there and have a Noah Shavu Pruta. So Mer says, Loma Liyachi the Tefte, what do you have to be over the Yisamilo first? After you live there and have a Noah Shavu Pruta, Shavu Pruta. Kivon de Shani Mo, Lachur, as soon as you took the beam and put it into your house, like you made a Shinui, and the Chor Shinui Godem is there, you should be current with Marcham Shinui. So for that alone, you should be Chayiv. So we have to come on to living it there for. Lachur, you made a Shina, a Shinu. I tell you, sir, the Havamina was, because Al Dahashto, the Bonamari, the Sosa Sava Tikna, that you had to cut it down to the right size, so Lachur, you made a Maisa Shinui, you kind of a Shinui. So for that alone, it should be over the Samila. So what do you have to live with it for? Live in the house first. So Mar says no. Omar Rav Kogoyin Shenichwa Pi Aruba. Rav says no, that you didn't have to cut it down to size. The same size it is right now, that's the way you're using it. You just aren't putting it down. I tell you, says Omishani Rav Kishenichwa Pi Aruba Pirish. Kishoyis Musukenes Mikoymuken. It was fit for that purpose. You didn't do any shin with it. Rakanichwa Pi, you put it on top of your top of the roof. Rashi and Tais learns a maticha betit, and you did like cement it down. It becomes very well attached. Yeah. So Emma says v'chivon the boni lay miyomo benichusa. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the case. Therefore, right now you didn't make a shinu with it yet. So therefore, you only over the semila after you live in the house and have a sure proof is worth. So that's the Gemara's teretzig and shnicha peiruba. Now the Gemara's the question. Like v'chivon the boni le miya small, but the churu, once you put it into the house, now the Mishnah says if you live there you have a no yichayiv. The question is why? The churu, once you put it into the house, it should be like bottle to the house, and the house is called mechub lekarka. We had before something that's mechub lekarka has no isamila. We learn now from truma, it's only something that's tolish has an isamila, but not something that's mechub lekarka like a tree. Not become most of the house, but. Not become most of the health. But I tell you here by Hegdish, Hanor Hanirus Lenai Mosu Torah. Here the pshat is the way we look at it. A person looks at it and sees that this beam belongs to Hegdish, so that's enough to be over the Yisamila, as if to say we could look at the beam separately, not to be part of the house. Maybe the house itself, Taka, is Kumachubadami. The house itself will not become Mosu. But here there's a new svar by Hegdish, that Hegdish should say, it's also Hanor Hanor Hanir Lanayim. What? No, you have to have Hanor from it. You have to enjoy it. Because, no. Rashi just says now, so Koyrizu Shabonu Bibinyin Hanor Hanir Lanayim Mi. Lochim Erlem. Yeah. Rashi Lochim Erlem. Kivan Deboni Lo Besid Kamechubadami. Vim Kema Mai Moilem Bo Mishum Danor Hanir Lanayim Mosu Torah. I'm not sure what the story is, but could be Mila's different since you see it, so that makes it like it's still the Yisamila there. So Mara says now, let me bring you proof of this. Let me misayle. It says, Hadar Bebayesh al Hegdish. Someone lives in a house belonging to Hegdish. Kivan Shinanami Menu Mol. As soon as you have Hano from it, you're over the Yisamila. Rashi says, Lema. Midyam in hocha de moel afa pisha bona katolish domi misale hadova bayashal hegdish mokatosh domi. So more now again like being chosen now. Now the more saying no, maybe your teretz is not a good teretz. But really, the pshat here is that a house, even though it's mechuba now, but since it comes from things that are tolish, it's still called katolish domi. And I'll bring you proof because it says clearly here, hadar bayashal hegdish, you live in a house belonging to hegdish, as soon as you ever know what the shaputi over the simila. I, the house is mechuba lekarka, so you see, even though it's mechuba, so what, since it came mitolish first? Mara says, no. Omer Shlaka says like this, Hosam it could be b'shekadishoi or l'bsev bonu. If you first makdish the beans before you build the house, enechanami, it's totally when you makdish it. If when you makdish these beams, they were katolish, so the Yisra Hegdish is chal, then later, even though you build the house, the Yisra Hegdish still remains. Abu, but in a case like this, let's say first you build a house. You build a house with the beams of a chulin. Or the b'sefik dish, and after the house is finished, then you mark the shit. So, Mal, what do you want to say? Now you want to say, according to Shlokas, do we know Yisamila? Because I nechnami, once you're mechubit lekarka, it's called kemechubadami. And if you mark the shit now first, I nechnami, there'll be no isamilu on it. There'll be chal hegdish, but there'll be no isamilu. So as if that's true, my iri roit betonak on the persei probably have to run and say like this. Hadar bebayis shomora, loimol, if you live in a house that of a cave, you're not over the isamilu. Because that's mamish mechub lekarka. Lema, let it say better. Hadar bebayish lavonim shebonu losef hegdishu. Let it say better. Even if you live in a stone house, so as long as the house was built first, and then the person was makdish it, so the maisha now this hegdish, there's no isamilu on it. Lema also won't be over the isamilu because now that it's again mechubur, it's called kamechub lekarka dami. It is totally when you're makdish it. It's more so true, it's that's like a true, it's not a kasha. I'm going to answer you like this. Ho psikle. You want to say a clear cut case, there's no way to say two ways. See, if you're living in a cave that belongs to Hegdish, there's no isamila. Because the cave is always mechub lekarka, so at all times there's no isamila. But ho psikle, if you want to say a house made from stones, it's not for sure, because it depends when you will mount the shit. If you first maktish the stones and then you made a house out of it, then there would be an isamila. But if you first build a house and then you maktish it, then there would not be an isamila. So it could be that's the Mars Maskana now. That there will be Terastam Mishnosan. We don't hold from this war anymore of Hanor, Hanir, Leonayim. But rather we hold now, it depends when you maktish it. If you first maktish this beam, then even though you put it into the house, still the isamila still remains on it. But if you were to first build a house and then maktish the house and echnami, then the yistamila would not be chal. Hadru lecha nena. That's the next Mishnah. Hashliach shosu shlichusoi v'balabos makes a shliach b'moitzi a mois l'chulin. So locher is balabayis moil. There's a gveras a kosteria we say yeshlich d'var of everybody yistamila. So we have a shliach b'moitzi mois l'chulin of hegdish, so the balabos to mishalech is chayif, he's over yistamila. But what's going to be loyosu shlichusai? Let's say the shliach did not do the way the balabos told him to do it. So therefore he's not doing the shliach to the balabos. So it's called like his own maisa. Then the klal is hashliach mol. The shliach himself is over the yisamila. Kate said, what's a good case about this? Omolo, let's say the balabos told the shliach like this. Tain bos liyochem. I want you to give this meat. He said exactly which meat. Just good, they forgot that it was hegdish. But the balabos said, give this meat to the yochem. What happened was, v'nosan lehem kovet. And instead, the shliach went and gave them liver. Or else kovet, that's what the balabos told them, give them liver. And v'nosan lehem bosar. And instead, the shliach went and gave them meat. So here the case is, hashliach mol. In this case, since he did not do his shlichus, he's not considered the shliach of the mishaleach. And therefore, the shliach himself, he was moitziyat lechulin, he's over the yisamila. What's going on with this? Omar loy tein lehem chaticha. Let's say the balabos told the shliach, we have guests here, give them one piece of meat. And by mistake, the piece of meat they took was a hegdish. They made a mistake, and that piece was hegdish. And now, tein lehem chatichtich, give each one of the guests one piece. Vu oimer, now the shliach went and told the guests, tlu shtayim, I give you permission to take two pieces, each one. So therefore, by them taking two, one piece is taka shliach for the mishaleach. And the second piece is telling him to do it, because him, it's his fault. And what happened was, v'heim not lusholish, and each one of them took three pieces. So in this case, kulamolo, all three of them are over the yisamila. The first balabos is chayiv mila, because he made a shliach to be mitzi one. So the first one he gave him permission to take was like a shliach for the balabos is over the yisamila. When they took the second piece, that was the shlichus of the second one. He gave them permission to take the second one. So the shlich was over the yisamila. And when they take the third piece by themselves, that's their yisamila. They're doing it by themselves. So in this case, all three of them are over the yisamila. They're all over the yisamila.